我荣归于你。
愿主与你们同在，
与你心灵同在。
恭读圣马窦福音。
主我荣归于你。
那时候耶稣向门徒说，你们求必要给你们，你们找必要找着，你们敲必要给你们开，因为凡是求就必得到，找就必找到，敲就必给得开。或者你们中间有哪个人而只向他求饼，反而给他石头呢？求鱼而给他蛇呢？你们忠言不善，谁你知道不好的东西给你们的儿女，何况你们在天之父，岂不更将好的赐予求他的人吗？所以凡你们愿意人给你们做的，你们也要照样做给人。法律和先知即在于此。上主的话。这个福音有两个很美丽的主题。第一呢，要肯定你求什么，天父一定答应。第二呢，就是说要爱，你希望人家怎么爱你呢，你怎么爱回人先。我们在儒家思想都知道，己所不欲就勿施于人，少少是另一面的，你不想人怎对你做，你就不要对人家怎样做。另外一个耶稣更主动，你与人家怎样对你做，你就怎样对人家做，是主动的。第一个呢，己所不欲勿施于人，你想人对你这样做，你就不要对人家这样做，不好。但是你第二个呢，耶稣讲的就是你愿意人家怎对你做，你对他这样做先。你想跟他打招呼，有没有跟他打招呼咯？这个是很积极的。所以这个是生活上无往而不利的。如果不是的时候呢，你经常都觉得千万人欠你很多东西。你觉得人家欠你，你咪俾佢咯。咁你咪唔需要成日挂住佢欠你嘅嘢。我哋成日耿耿于怀就係佢唔点对你唔好咋嘛。佢点冇对你做咋嘛。你个调返转头，你直接你想佢打同你打招呼，你咪同佢打招呼咯。你想佢俾杯茶你飲，你咪递杯茶俾佢飲先咯。这个是非常之靓的，未必人家领情，这个不是问题的症结。我想耶稣来的，希望我们能够心里面时时刻刻呢保持一份平安喜乐。我们没有平安没有喜乐，大部分的缘故呢都是我所求的东西又不得啊，到人家对什么硬是对你亏欠啊，你才会闷闷不乐嘛。如果你是积极地的、主动地的，可以说是无往而不利。耶稣去到 所有的地方，不是个个人都接受他的。听他讲的东西是不知于书，将来做控诉他的政工来的。耶稣知道，耶稣知道人心，他知道他是接纳他多少，他知道。耶稣不介意，所以我想耶稣那个方法呢，是他跟着学习吧，你要良善心谦，这个就谦逊。我就骄傲而已，为什么他不什么，为什么傲气啊， 傲气咧，使到你个人关闭。但系谦卑咧，就行出去。所以如果当然啦，继续去求啦，呢个系好好精进噶啦，系咪？佛天拿苏同耶稣嘅对话，但我听咗成几廿次啊，啱唔啱啊？耶稣问佢：点解你冇咩求？其实耶稣时代都有嘅，试过嘅。耶稣都问过门徒嘅：点解你冇咩求？咁其实我谂大家都有个有个意念，就系话耶稣你都知道我需要乜噶啦咁。咁耶稣讲答到好精警喎，佢我知还我知，你求还你求。所以唔好话我耶稣知道一切啦，咁啊咪随遇安啦咁，唔系喎，因为你唔求咧，你心唔开噶，你觉得冇需要啊嘛。就算耶稣俾咗你啊，因为你冇求，你根本冇意欲噶，俾你你都未必灵，你都唔知道，未必愿意，未必领情，所以我哋要积极嘅。所以睇到福音咧，系好积极嘅，求又系积极嘅，对人爱都系积极嘅。So the Chinese philosophy say, don't do to others if don't want others to do it to you. But Jesus saying, do to others what you want others to do it to you. It's more or less the same meaning. It's still love, but still more positive. The others don't do.Don't do to others if they, you want others to do it to you. But Jesus said, do to others what you want others to do to you. If you want others to greet you, to say hello to you, you say hello to them first. That's it's very meaningful. And then also the first phrase of the gospel. Whatever you ask, will be given. Lock will be open. Seek and you will find. It's so beautiful.And that's what I'm repeating always. The beautiful phrase of the dialogue with Sister Faustina, with Jesus. Once Jesus asked Faustina, why don't you ask many things? You don't ask anything. Then Faustina said, you know me, everything. Why have to ask? Jesus says, beautifully. I look is what I know. But you ask is your problem. You have to ask, even though I know. It's understandable.If you don't ask, that means you don't need, or you don't know. Even God given you, you won't take it because you don't feel the need. When you ask, then you need Jesus, need these things. So you're ready. So when the grace comes in, you take it. Otherwise, even grace is coming to you, your door is not open. It's not because God doesn't give you.Your door is not open, your heart is not open, graces cannot in because you are not receptive, because you don't find the need. So we have to be positive asking and positive in giving.